Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver, and swap some spine-chilling stories. Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts are our drinks.
Welcome back, Scream Beans. Ah! Welcome back to another episode of Spirits on Spirits podcast. We are so excited to be bringing you guys another episode live from our studio here in Salem, Massachusetts. Aiden, welcome. How are we feeling tonight?
Dude, I'm feeling great. So we're officially in fall.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
it's September.
Can we declare spooky season?
Oh, yes. 100%. We're also in Salem. So, like,
it starts
earlier. It's always spooky season.
It starts a lot earlier.
But it's
here.
Like,
yeah.
Definitely fully spooky season now.
Dude, I watched, me and my girlfriend watched Sleepy Hollow over the weekend.
So,
to get, like, into the fall. Great movie. Like, really, like, sets the scene of the spooky season fall vibe.
So, I'll tell the people.
Yeah.
We had a little double date wee night action.
Yes, yes.
A few nights ago.
Yes.
And I was saying, I think that we should go to Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
One of these Octobers.
I think it would be very cool.
To see how the other side does it.
Yes.
How do other spooky towns, spooky famous towns,
yep,
do Halloween?
That would be cool.
That would be sick.
I'd be in. I'd never seen the movie before. It was really fucking good, dude. It was really good.
Is that with Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
I can't believe you've never seen that before.
No, yeah, never seen it.
That's crazy.
I'm starting to embrace, now that we get the podcast and all this stuff, I'm starting to embrace spooky, dude.
I always really liked the Headless Horseman.
Just lore.
The lore,
yeah,
behind him.
I,
yeah,
agree.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty badass, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty badass. I remember, when I was a kid, we went to Disney World, and Disney World does it up for, like, Halloween and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they had, like, a parade at night, and they had, first off, they had these, like, gravedigger people that were, like, dragging shovels on the ground, making sparks and stuff like that. It was,
whoa,
pretty fucking sick. But the end of the parade, you know how, like Christmas parades, like the last person in the parade is Santa and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The last person in this parade was the Headless Horseman. And he was like riding down the street holding the pumpkin.
Dude, that's sick.
It was actually pretty sick, like on a big ass horse. So that was super cool. So I do remember that from being a kid.
Yeah, I really like Sleepy Hollow.
So yeah, Sleepy Hollow, good movie. But that's not what we're talking about tonight. Aiden, where are we sending it with the people tonight?
So, we put out a poll on our Instagram story of where should we, or not a poll, but like a question, where should we go next? And one of the responses was Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix. The Knicks. I don't know about that.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
But yeah, we're sending it to the Knicks at AZ.
The Fiend.
The Fiend. That's better. Yeah. So much better.
Yeah.
Sending it to the
Fiend.
We're
going to Phoenix.
Yep, that's a good one. That should definitely get clipped.
Rising from the ashes.
Yeah. All right, so sending it down to the southwest, to the Fiend. What are we sipping on when we're in the Fiend?
So I had some trouble finding a cocktail for this one because every cocktail that I found uses prickly pear.
Oh.
And I don't know if you can even get prickly pear in Massachusetts, but I was looking around for it. And
like,
I was
that
like,
sounds illegal.
It does not exist.
Oh, man.
So, I found one that does not use prickly pear.
What even is prickly pear?
It's like I think it's like purple something.
Hold purple on. Something?
Prickly pear.
Prickly pear.
Oh, it's a cactus.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like
sense.
One of these like purple cactus flowers.
Got you. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why Arizona prickly pear.
Yes.
Got you. Huh.
But so, obviously, There's no cacti around here.
No, no cacti.
So
it's a cacti-free establishment.
It is a cacti-free portion of the country. So I had to get a little creative. So I found one that does not use prickly pear.
Nice.
It's called the Arizona Republic.
Ooh.
So it is 3/4 ounces of Dubonnet Rouge, which is like a red wine, like mixed with spices kind of thing.
Oh, shit. Huh.
3/4 ounces of rye whiskey.
Okay.
A dash of gum syrup. A dash of bitters.
Huh. Wow.
And then you top it off with some ginger ale and a lemon slice. Garnish.
So we're really starting to get to the back of the bar cart. Like,
dude, yeah.
Gum juice or like.
I've certainly had to
buy.
You
just have to chew some Orbit and then spit
into a cup?
Yeah,
exactly. You just spit it into the into the mixing glass and you just shake it up.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I've definitely had to go out and get some stuff for these last few cocktails.
Oh, man.
But, dude, it looks
it
fantastic.
Does. It looks really good, especially in that, like, the champagne flute.
Yeah, I did a flute because I was like, I don't want to, like, just do a bigger glass and then just have to fill it to the brim with, like, ginger ale and have it just be ginger ale.
Yeah.
So, I did a smaller glass.
No, that, it
so
looks.
So, you get the more of the flavors.
Really good. So, all right. Cheers. Cheers to the Neen.
Cheers to the fiend, Nyx. Let's throw that lemon slice in there. Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh. Overflow.
Little spillage in the studio.
Little volcano. Volcano. I don't know why I'm abbreviating everything tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh, talk us through it. What's the flavor proof? Oh, shit, I gotta stop. Now I'm on a roll.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's the flavor profile, sir?
I don't even know how to describe it, to be honest. It's just super smooth. Like, there's no, like, harsh flavors.
Okay.
It's just super smooth. Like,
ooh, nice.
Just kind of hits, like, the roof of your mouth.
What,
and, like,
what flavor are you getting the most of? Are you getting the ginger ale? Are you getting the whiskey?
I think you're getting, like, the
wine.
You're getting the, like, carbonation
of
the ginger ale. But there's like, a tiny tinge of, like, bitterness from the whiskey and the Dubonnet Rouge.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, it is very good, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, that'll be an easy one to kill, especially being a smaller.
Yeah, it's super small. I'm definitely going to do two of these.
Noise.
If not, Trace.
What?
Getting crazy over here.
No way.
Daniel, you're going to have to cut this bit out. I just need to wipe down because I legitimately spilled.
Actually, Daniel, don't cut this bit. I'm going to free solo while Aiden cleans. So, for the people out there, I definitely, I've been trying my hand at slam poetry, and I think this episode is my best option or place to debut it. You know, Aiden's cleaning right now, so I have my chance to slam poet. Okay, so 3, 2, 1, action. Boo goes the ghost. Boo goes the ghost. Ooh goes the goblin. Ooh goes the goblin. Ribbit goes the frog. Why frog? Frog haunted place. Ah goes the person. Ah goes the person. Knock, knock, goes the skeleton. Goes the vampire. I actually don't know what slam poetry is.
Yeah, clearly not. I stood away from my seat a little longer just to make him go farther into that poem. You definitely don't know what slam poetry is.
What is slam poetry?
I don't know. It's like, it's more like, in your face, like.
That was edgy, man. That's controversial stuff.
Oh, yeah. Super controversial. Dude, that was a beautiful poem. I just have to say.
Thank you.
Beautiful poem.
Yep.
You're a real Robert Frost.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Certainly taking the path untraveled. All right. Let's get into today's story.
Let's do it.
I'm heading to the Orpheum Theater.
Ooh.
How many have we done theaters? We've done theaters.
We've definitely done theaters. Not a ton, though. I feel like theaters are one that maybe we did a couple of off the bat, so then both of us like stayed away from theaters and stuff like that.
Well, coming soon to a theater near you, the Spirits on Spirits podcast, first story of the night.
Ooh.
All right, so the Orpheum opened in 1929
That's
Phoenix
crazy.
Was still a young, hot, dusty town. The J.E. Rickards family poured millions of dollars into the theater.
Millions of dollars into the theater in 1929.
The roaring 20s, man. It was right before the Depression.
Yeah, that's crazy. Did they get hit by the Dust Bowl, too?
No, that was like the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been dust. It would have been like sand.
That's fair. Well, isn't dust is just sand?
The dust in the Dust Bowl was like the dry soil, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, fair. Okay. All right, valid.
But yeah, they probably regretted the fuck out of this.
Oh, absolutely.
Pouring millions of dollars into...
Right before it crashed.
Right before it crashed. Literally the year it crashed.
Yeah, I was going to say it crashed in 29, right?
Yeah. But they were determined to bring a touch of the Hollywood glamour and the European elegance to the Southwest.
Nice.
And they did succeed in that. The Orpheum was like super like fantasy world vibe. The ceiling stretched like a sky, deep blue and like sprinkled.
Oh shit.
Like stars.
That's sick.
The walls had like super intricate balconies and it was like they were trying to like make an escape for people.
That's cool. Like make you feel like you weren't in Phoenix.
Yeah, and also I mean, obviously they weren't doing this intentionally, but like as soon as the Depression hit, it was probably like come escape for a minute.
Yeah, don't be depressed.
And they do say that like entertainment is like the one industry that doesn't really suffer that much.
Yeah, because people need it. That
it's, like,
booze.
The one thing.
But I mean Prohibition, so then booze did suffer back then.
Yeah.
What a
did
time.
It though? I'm pretty sure that more booze got sold during Prohibition.
I believe that. I mean, I have no facts to back that up, but I definitely believe
I feel
that.
Like I heard it one time. Yeah. So take what I say with a grain of salt.
Oh, man.
I feel like that can be said most of the time. I've realized recently that I kind of just like pull stuff out of my ass.
That's fair.
And then I look it up and I'm like, wait a minute.
But if you never look it up, you're always correct.
That's true.
So just stop looking it up.
Like, there's an actor who was in the movie Sinners. And for some reason, I was talking to my girlfriend and I was like, you know, he's Forrest Whitaker's son. And she was like, are you sure? And I looked it up and I was like, well, that's just not right.
Yeah. You're like, but I went around for a while thinking that it was.
Yeah. And
that's
funny. To be fair, he kind of looks like Forrest
Whitaker. Yeah, he kind of looks like him. And you were like, that's Forrest Whitaker's son.
Yeah.
And that just went around for...
For years, I thought that he was Forrest Whitaker's son. Nope.
Oh, man.
Just some random dude. So, like we were saying, just months after the grand opening, the Great Depression hit. So, times were hard, but the Orpheum did endure. It hosted big acts, movies, and later some big-name performers.
Whoa.
Through it all, it gathered layer upon layer of history, and if the stories are true, more than a few restless spirits.
Ooh, that's where we come in.
That is where we come in. And that's where this next part of the story comes in.
Let's fucking go.
So the most famous ghost of the Orpheum is a woman often seen drifting along the balcony.
Whoa.
Patrons call her Maddie, or sometimes just the Lady in Red.
Ooh, we got another Lady in Red.
Another Lady in Rojo.
Rojo. Chico and... Nope.
Chica.
Chica and
Rojo.
Roja.
And
I think you say Roja.
Yeah.
If
let's go with that.
Chica.
Chica and Roja.
I don't know.
Let's go with it.
Let's roll with it.
So she appears in a crimson gown. She's elegant and eye-catching.
Ooh.
Like she's come to the
theater.
Sounds
kind of bad, bro.
She probably is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like some badass. I vibe with it.
as if she's come to the theater for a glamorous night out that never ended.
Ooh.
So she's all glammed up in her red gown, going to the fancy theater.
Nice. Would you ever spit game at a ghost?
I mean, I'm taken, so no.
Yeah,
I'm taken by a human woman.
I'm sorry, ghost. Do you see this ring? Yeah, I can't spit game at you. Can't try to riz you up.
No, I'd probably just be like, so how'd you die?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Oh, man. Yep.
Would you?
No. I can't even flirt with humans. Why would I be able to flirt with a ghost?
That's valid.
Man. And also taken.
No riz.
I'm gonna... No riz and taken.
Ushers and stagehands say that she likes to hover near the seats watching performances. And then sometimes she materializes... What?
Dude, could you imagine? Just shell it out like, I don't know, like a big name band or comedian or someone comes to this theater and you're fucking, you got your popcorn, you got your beer, you go down to the seat and you're like, fuck yeah, I'm so excited to see the show. And then just a ghost stands in front of you the whole time and you're like, bro, I can't see fucking anything.
Yo, lady in red, get the fuck out of the way.
Get the fuck out of the way. Paid $200 for these seats.
What a tool.
Yeah, Maddie drifts along the balcony a lot. Like, let's fucking drift somewhere else, lady.
You can watch this show anytime.
Anytime.
This is my one night
yes.
away from the kids.
Oh, man.
And I got a sitter for this.
Standing in my way like an absolute fuck all. Oh, man. I'd be
also,
mad.
Just vanish. Like, all you just have to do is just yeah. disappear.
Go a little bit more invisible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, man.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
But she will startle performers as they glance out into the into the seats and they just see like a random woman sitting there.
Yeah.
Before she vanishes all of a sudden.
That's crazy.
What makes her especially eerie is her habit of wandering. Workers have followed the sound of heels clicking on the floor, only to find the balcony empty. Tour guests sometimes report feeling a sudden chill or the sensation of someone leaning close, though no one is there. She sounds kind of like she's trying to seduce people to me a little bit.
You think so?
A little bit. She's like leaning in close and...
I guess, I don't know. I more so got the vibes of like, she's just trying to kick it. Like, what do you guys watch? Like, you guys want to hang out after
that's valid.
This?
That's valid.
You guys want to... What are you guys doing after this? I don't know, ghost lady, but probably nothing with you. Like... We went out together. We're trying to just keep it tight crew tonight. Tight crew. No ghosts.
I guess I got to go. Got to take my mind out of the gutter a little bit. I was automatically assuming the most
provocative.
Yeah. But
you and ghost women, dude.
Who knows?
You got a
man.
Thing for ghost women.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Yeah. You should see him, guys. Before every single episode, he goes, "Look at this hot ghost."
Yep.
And it's just a ghost. And he goes, yeah, I'd do it. And I go, okay, man, calm down. You're taken by a human.
By a human woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time. Every week, that's our conversation.
Yeah, every single... Dude, not even every single week. Every single day.
Yeah. But every single week before we record, you got to take a cold shower right after you research. Because
yeah.
you're like, dude, I got to calm down. I got to calm down.
Yeah, for sure. But who she actually was remains a mystery. Some claim that she was a wealthy patron. Others think that she might have been an actress who died tragically. But either way, she's still kicking it at the Orpheum.
Yeah, the lady in red.
Lady in red, Maddie.
Maddie.
Maddie in red.
Maddie drifts a lot.
Maddie drifts the most. So the next thing is... lights and phantom applause, which
whoa,
can we have a round of applause for that?
Yeah.
That's sick. That's so cool.
Yeah. I don't think any performer ever has been like, oh no, more people clapping.
Oh no, only the 1,000 people in the audience are clapping. Where's my ghost applause?
Yes.
Yeah. but anyway, stagehands know that the theater is never truly empty. Even when the last guest leaves and the lights go down, the Orpheum still hums with energy. So the first common phenomenon that we'll talk about is the applause. Performers rehearsing on stage.
Applause.
Dude, we're definitely gonna get copyrighted for that.
Oh, so copyrighted for
that. That was like almost identical.
Yep. The Gogs is coming for us, dude.
The Gogs is coming for us. She's gonna listen to our episode and be like, I got, that's my song. Yeah. They literally just stole the exact recording of my song.
Oh, man.
But performers rehearsing on stage have reported hearing faint clapping from the balcony, even though no one's up there. And then some describe hearing laughter or gasps at dramatic moments in their performances.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
And then there's ghost lights. Every theater tradition calls for a single bare bulb left glowing on stage overnight to ward off bad luck and keep the theater's spirits content.
Wait, which that's a thing?
I didn't know that. And I did theater in high school, but obviously that's not like a legit theater. But like, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
They leave one light on.
At the Orpheum, though, sometimes that light will flicker violently or it sways as if someone brushed past it.
Well, that's weird.
Some workers have sworn that they saw shadows move across the stage, but they'll pause in the light before slipping back into the dark.
Oh, shit. So, like,
former actors.
Yeah, I was going to say, someone who wants the
light. Or stagehands, like former.
Yeah, but stagehands don't stop in the light.
Unless they were like, I long for the fame and glory that the actors get.
That's fair.
I want to just feel it for one moment, so I'm going to stop in the light.
That's fair.
Look out on the applauding crowd.
I you know what? I can buy that.
Yeah.
I could get into that.
Yeah. See, I just made a whole plot line for that shadow.
Yeah.
Doesn't even know. There's children in the aisles.
Oh, damn.
So multiple witnesses will describe children giggling, echoing through the theater. Ushers have chased the sounds of tiny footsteps through the lobby or even seen the blur of a child running between rows of seats. But when they chase them down, they don't find anyone there. Some speculate that the spirits might belong to children from the early days of Phoenix who visited the Orpheum during matinees. And then others wonder if it's something older tied to the land before the theater was ever built.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because the Southwest was, like, heavily Native American.
Oh, absolutely.
Held, so it's probably...
Absolutely.
It's probably that all that history.
100%.
The upper balcony, sometimes referred to as the cheap seats, the nosebleeds for those in the know, back in the theater's early days, carries its own weight of ghost stories. So late at night, cleaning crews have reported seeing figures leaning on the railing.
Oh, shit.
And their outlines are just slightly darker than the shadows themselves. Sometimes they stay still, as if they're staring down at the stage. But other times they'll drift back and forth, like either restless patrons or like maybe they're vibing out to the performance.
Oh,
like the musical performance on stage or something.
Although, okay. What is your take on those people at concerts?
Swears?
The aisle standers.
Not a fan, dude.
It throws me off, dude. It makes me like a little like, come on, man. You bought a seat.
So
stand behind it.
Here's a hot take, and I know that I'm probably in the minority here.
Oh. Are you a sit down at concerts?
Yes,
no,
dude.
No.
Yes.
Your take is illegal and bad.
No.
Yes. You don't sit down at a concert.
Because I hate standing venues. Bro, at the end of every concert at a standing venue, I'm like, my fucking legs and my feet are killing me. My back hurts.
That's part of it, dude.
No, it doesn't have to be. I can enjoy the music just as much sitting down.
You can go to Yo-Yo Ma and you can sit down.
Bro,
and
I would love to go to a Yo-Yo Ma concert. Don't even.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Oh, so nice.
Don't even. I would love to go to a Yo-Yo Ma concert. and just sit down and listen to his beautiful cello play.
Nope. I want fucking.
But.
I love standing and vibing and grooving
I can vibe and groove from my seat.
No.
From the comfort of a plush chair.
Nope.
Yeah.
We went to one concert together.
Yeah, we went to Dead & Company.
Yep. We stood the whole time.
I don't know if that's true.
I definitely stood the whole time.
I don't think I stood the whole time.
Okay. Hammered.
Yes. I think we both did.
Yeah, we both got hammered. We almost got murdered on the way home. But that's a story for a different day. Don't get in strangers' cars.
Yeah, we'll tell the story right now really briefly. The Ubers were like $120 to get a 30-minute ride.
Yes.
So a dude in a quote-unquote taxi was like, hey, I'll charge you $60.
No, something. Not even that. It was 100.
Okay, but like still cheaper.
Yeah.
But he didn't have like a taxi thing on his car. And
yeah, like he wasn't a
taxi. It was definitely, looking back, sketchy.
Yes.
And we were not of sound mind to be making
decisions. I was the level of drunk where like you have one eye opened because like you can only focus with one eye.
Dude, John Mayer will do that to you.
Oh, man. His beautiful voice of an angel.
Yeah, beautiful
songbird
voice.
Of our generation.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway.
Sorry.
We digress.
We digress. Aisle standers.
I am a sit-down.
Yeah, that's concert diabolical.
And that is...
I hope you get some hardcore hate in the comments for
dude,
that.
Dude, that is a hill I will hardcore die on.
I don't know.
I love sitting at concerts. I don't just prefer to sit at concerts. I actively love to sit at concerts. So, come at me in the comments if you want.
Yeah, and they should. I'm going to make a burner account to come at you in the comments.
Do it. Do it.
Oh, man.
I stand by it. So, last but not least is the basement.
Ooh.
So, beneath the glitz and glamour of the Orpheum lies a maze of basements and tunnels, which I'm realizing way more commonplace than you probably think.
Yeah, tunnels underneath places.
We seem to talk about tunnels and basements and that like systems underneath things.
That's fair.
All the time.
I wonder if it's because of like heavy energy sinks.
Maybe.
Like it goes down. You know how heat rises?
Heat rises and bad vibes sink.
Well, not even bad, just heavy. Like,
ghostly vibes.
Ghostly vibes. The energy is more dense.
It has always made sense to me that they would like fall. But also, I know we've talked about this in the past. Why don't they fall through the floors? I just don't understand that.
Do they not? Can they?
Not that I know of.
I don't know either.
They go through walls, but they can't go through floors.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. Anyways. Like many old theaters, it had dressing rooms, storage areas, and spaces that performers passed through all the time before stepping onto the stage in the basement. So, but down there now, the atmosphere shifts. Workers describe it as heavy, stifling, and charged with an energy that makes the skin crawl.
Whoa.
Cold spots will appear out of nowhere, even in the, like, 170,000 degree heat of Arizona.
Yeah.
Dude. I could never live in Arizona.
You couldn't live in Zona?
I couldn't live in Airy, dude.
I
could never live in Airy.
I think it being landlocked would definitely dissuade me. But
how about the 120 degree days?
Eh, I have a pool. Everyone has pools there. My dad went to college out there.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's absurd. I could never. You'd be like peeling me off of things. It'd be gross. Some have reported that doors will slam shut on their own or voices whispering just out of earshot. And then one crew member swore that he saw a shadowy figure dart across the basement hallway, moving far too quickly to be a person, but leaving the undeniable sense of the worker being watched.
Oh, shit.
Few are willing to go down there alone.
Damn.
So, that is the story of the Storfium of the Orpheum.
The Storfium. Nice. All right, so what do you think? Haunted or not?
I'll go haunted. I like the history of it, and I like the lady in red. I think that she is an interesting spectral being.
I agree. I completely agree. Yeah, I'm going haunted too. I think a lot of shit going on. And when shit's going on, ghosts be popping off.
Just like vibrant energy, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like in those places, just things are happening all the time. Like people are always there. There's always like a crap ton of people there.
Yep.
So,
People pass away there, all that kind of shit. So, absolutely. Cool. Oh, he's chugging people.
oh, just took a big sip.
How was
Dude,
it?
it's actually super easy.
It goes down pretty easy.
Very easy.
All right, we'll kill it. While I slam poet again. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna do that to the people again.
Please do.
It'd be too
Dude,
overwhelming
we
for
should
them.
start a new segment where as every time I chug, you have to do a new slam poem. That would be awesome.
I, dude, you know what? My mind goes so blank when it comes to like rhymes and stuff like that, on the spot. Like
If you like you could pre-write it if you
I
want.
could never freestyle rap or anything like that. All right,
I hate freestyle rapping.
moving forward, I will pre-write a poem, for the interlude in between.
For some reason, as a guy, it's like a prerequisite that you have to be able to freestyle rap if you're gonna hang out with other dudes.
Yeah, when you're like
Yeah,
13.
exactly. But like if you're just like sitting at like a lunch table or something,
Yes.
it's just a given that at
That
some point
there will be
there will be a
freestyle.
freestyle
Absolutely.
rap.
No, and it was the bane of my
It was the bane of
existence.
my existence, dude. I don't
Because
even know if I did it most
first
of the
off,
time.
there'd be people that would be good at it,
Yeah,
so
like
then it would,
really good.
and then it would suck, because then you'd be like, oh man,
And you
like,
were always sitting next to that guy, so you had to go right after, and it's like,
you're
well, now
like,
I look even
no,
shittier.
yeah, you're like, dope the Pope, like, and you're like, oh shit, dude, like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing at all.
Aiden.
An
I feel like Peyton Manning.
everyone
Like what?
goes, oh, like,
Sorry.
no, dude.
Boo.
Yep, you're
Throwing their
like, all right,
tomatoes.
whatever, man. Because you always, everyone, like, you gotta go. Like, you, if you suck, you can stop quickly, but you have
Yeah.
to give at least one bar. And you're like, dude, no, I
You know
don't.
what I preferred, to be honest, was the freestyle rap circles where it was like everyone says a line.
Oh, yeah, I don't
So
think
you
I
just have to
like
like
those
come up with
either.
one rhyme.
I literally, my brain goes like full, like concrete wall. Cannot think of anything in those moments that rhyme. Can't think of anything that rhymes.
Yeah, that's fair. Anyway, I in the middle of that conversation, I was able to chug.
Yes.
This is like by far the easiest drink that we've ever had. So,
Nice.
no complaints here.
All right, well, do you want to refill and then I can tell my story?
Sounds good.
All right, word.
Burbs.
Burbs. What up, what up, what up? Dude, I'm excited for mine.
I have no concept for what you're doing.
So, it's actually not the one I told you I was doing.
So, it's. I don't even remember what you told me you were
I
going to do.
told you I was going to do. So, there was a junior high that was haunted by this girl. Her apparently dad's tractor hit her.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then she like would flush toilets at the school. So,
What? That's so
but
random.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Okay? I'm doing the Birdcage Theater.
Bro, she got hit by a tractor?
Yep.
Talk about like crappy ways to go.
Yeah.
Talk about crappy ways to like find your child that you just ran over by a with a
I
tractor.
don't know if he was driving.
Okay. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
No, yeah. Anytime kids are getting hit by tractors, it's a sad
It's
day.
pretty bad.
It's a
Yeah.
sad day on the farm.
All around bad vibes.
Yep. All around bad vibes, but not doing that. So what I'm doing instead is the Birdcage Theater.
Oh, so two theaters.
Yeah, two theaters. Let's see. So mine opened December 26th, 1881.
Oh, way older.
Way older, okay? And it had the reputation. So it was a saloon, a gambling hall, a brothel, and a theater. And
oh,
it was
crap.
Open 24/7 during boom years.
That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. It is also claimed, it's a museum now, and it is claimed, or it's like title is the Bullet Hole Museum. Because there's in between 120 and 148 bullet holes still in the walls in the ceiling.
Dude, I think that that's like one of the coolest features that you can have in an old place. Like if, I know it's going to be a controversial take. Like if my house had bullet holes, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Not, I would want it to be very old bullet holes.
Absolutely.
Like very, very, very old.
Yes.
But that would be cool.
No, I agree. So this place just, it basically sounded like if Vegas happened in one building. Like it was just fucking,
yeah, that's kind of
crazy.
The vibe, yeah.
I mean, it was 24/7. There was 26 deaths that have happened in this building.
Jesus.
And it's been a variety. I mean, guns, knives, suicides, and just accidents. But there was 16 documented gunfights that happened there.
Whoa.
16 documented gunfights.
That's cool.
Now, my favorite of the brutal murders that happened here.
Your favorite murder.
Yes. Is the Margarita murder.
I love it already.
So,
Okay. Can we just, if I ever get murdered, I definitely want it to have a fun name like that.
So, it has a fun name, I agree, but you're going to have to change your name. Because Margarita murder was actually, it was a prostitute named Margarita. her name was Margarita, and she was stabbed through the heart with a double-edged stiletto.
Oh!
Yep.
My God!
Yep. By her rival prostitute, Gold Dollar.
No way.
Yes.
No
so Gold
way.
Dollar took off her heel and stabbed Margarita in the heart.
No.
There's one account that apparently she cut out the whole heart.
Oh my God.
With the heel.
Dude, Golden Dollar was a savage.
Golden Dollar fucking hated Margarita. There was no love lost between the two.
Get off my turf, bitch.
Well, get off her cowboy, Billy McGreen. Yeah.
Oh, it gets better.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, dude.
Hey. A customer's a customer.
Absolutely.
If you're dating one of my friends,
I'm going to stab your heart out with my heel.
Yeah, geez.
Could you imagine just that, like, that fight? Do you think everyone knew she was going to murder her that was, like, watching?
No.
Oh, they're fighting. Oh, my gosh. Oh, she just stabbed her in the heart with her heel.
Dude, oh my gosh,
she's cutting out the heart with the heel.
No, even when the shoe comes off, it's still like, oh, she's just going to, like, whack her over the head with the shoe or something.
No, she's
not. She's going to take the sharp part of her heel and stab it into the heart of the other person. That's absurd.
Classic Gold Dollar.
Yeah, classic Gold Dollar Margarita feud.
It's just Gold Dollar Margarita going at it. Per usual, like, someone was, like, turned around and, like, someone who was always there and they just, like, could hear it in the background. They're like, classic Gold Dollar Margarita. It's like, I don't know, man. She just stabbed her. It's like, oh, shit.
Okay. This is so fucked up.
What?
If I owned this theater,
I
would have a drink on the menu called the Gold Dollar Margarita.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be sick.
Absolutely.
And you're paying homage to the lady who got her heart cut out.
Absolutely. By Gold Dollar.
By Gold Dollar.
Oh, man. So, another really interesting thing was the longest poker game ever played was played in the basement here.
How long?
8 years.
What?
Continued. So, like, it never stopped for 8 years straight. So, like, obviously it wasn't the same people, but, like, people would just sit down and play for 8 years.
Yeah,
the poker
that's
game
insane.
Didn't stop. And it was $1,000 buy-in, which...
Dude, we play poker for like 2 hours and I'm like, all right.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I'm wiped.
But it was $1,000 buy-in, which in the 1800s was fucking insane.
Yeah, no kidding. That's crazy.
But players like Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp played
sick.
Pretty cool.
Can you imagine just sitting down to this game and Doc Holliday is sitting there?
Yep.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah. But yeah, so super cool. What makes the theater and why it's called the Birdcage Theater is because so the theater itself had these private boxes that were like these small private boxes that like had red, like thick curtains like pull around them that looked almost like they were bird cages kind of suspended in the air.
Mm.
And that's where prostitutes would bone people like in the boxes and stuff like that. So cool. Boning.
Boxes in the boxes.
Yeah.
Boxes getting box in the box.
Yo, man, there you go. So all right. Let's break it down. Let's break it down now, y'all. No, so all right. The ghosts. Let's get to the ghosts.
What we're all here for.
What we are all
that and here for. Golden Dollar Margarita.
Yeah. when we get that, so like first off, like let's get to the like the sensory stuff. So the smell of cigar smoke and whiskey is often smelt throughout the establishment at night, even when there's no one smoking, there's no one drinking and stuff like that. But you can still get that just like strong whiskey smell and that strong cigar smell.
Longest poker game ever. It tracks.
It does. It tracks. And then a lot of phantom sounds emerged from empty spaces. So like disembodied laughter, singing music, like piano / saloon tunes, dice rolling, glasses clinking, card shuffling. Sounds like just a vibe, dude.
Sounds great.
Like you walk, it's like, you know when like you walk into a place and like the sound hits you before you really like your brain sinks its teeth into what's happening. It sounds like you just like can hear the party.
You know what that reminds me of, weirdly? And I don't know why my mind immediately jumped to this, but like a diner, like a busy diner. Like you walk in and you just hear like the spatulas clanging on the grill.
Yep.
And you're like,
the like coffee pouring.
I'm about to have the best fucking eggs.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I thought that was super cool. And then now let's get into the people, okay? Figures and period costume have been seen through the buildings, including cowboys, painted ladies, stagehands, and a mysterious woman in a corset who is believed to be Margarita.
Dude, painted ladies, like the Painted Lady Brew House.
Yes, absolutely.
Still can hire me for your marketing if you want to. Just kidding.
But they often watch from the cribs. The cribs are those birdcage boxes. So in there, you can often see the painted ladies, Margarita, the cowboys, and all that stuff. A man wearing a visor and carrying a clipboard he's believed to be a stagehand.
He sounds like a fucking dweeb.
All right, dude. He died. That's mean.
Sounds like a... Like a dead dweeb. I don't know. Dweebs can be dead too. I don't know.
That's fair. Spotted striding across the stage. Many guests have reported being touched or pushed by unseen hands, including taps on the shoulder. Okay. So a really interesting one was that Wyatt Earp had a statue of him put in the wrong crib. So the crib that, like, not his crib. Like, one of the other boxes. And the hat, every morning they'd go in and the hat would be on the floor. Like thrown off the statue.
Like,
and then
the person whose crib it was like,
Maybe.
Wyatt.
Or maybe his. I don't know. One of the two. But then when it got placed on the right one, the hat never got thrown off again.
Okay.
Yeah, super cool. Another really interesting one was, a guest discovered $100 poker chip on a gambling table, and then later it was not there, but then it was like locked inside this box. Which, okay, You know me, not really the skeptic, but my thought was like maybe just someone took the poker chip and then there was another one locked inside the box.
Yeah.
So I kind of like, you know, I debunked that one in my mind.
Why didn't they take the chip?
I don't know. I mean, if you see a poker chip that just says $100 on it, but you don't know to where, is that really doing you any good?
Usually they have the name of the place on it.
Yeah, usually, but like if it didn't.
And also, it probably belonged to this place because they had the poker game.
Yeah, that's fair.
So you could probably turn it in and get money.
But it's a museum now. They don't actually play poker there anymore.
Sell it on the black market. I don't know. Yeah. Doc Holliday played with this $100 poker chip.
That's fair. I guess felt braids being played with and sensed kind of a cold, tingly feeling.
Spooky.
Yep. Then there was three other spirits. So Josh, a ghost boy, is said to linger backstage near a hearse, and people leave him candy.
That's fun.
Yep. Carmelita Jimenez, a former performer, is reported seen dancing alone on stage. So, like, she's just dancing on stage. I think a stripper.
Okay.
I'm in love with the stripper.
Don't know that one.
You don't know that one? It's T-Pain.
So. Yeah, I know.
Bro, that's T-Pain.
A lot of fun names in this place.
Yep.
I'll say that.
Carmelita. Then, yes.
Golden Dollar.
Margarita. No, this place seemed like a vibe back in the day. Yeah.
It seems like
a vibe just now. Like a crazy place. Like when you think of Old West, like just fucking, I would go to this museum in a heartbeat. That would be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And then the Strangling Specter. So in a seance, the owner of the theater just randomly started getting strangled. So there is a ghost that likes to strangle, apparently.
Didn't like the decisions that the owner was making, apparently.
No, I guess so. So, I mean, that's all I got. What do you think, haunted or not?
I think that the idea of Margarita sticking around with the heel sticking out of her chest is pretty fun. And also, I like the cowboy history.
Yes.
Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday. That's fun. So I'll say haunted.
I think so, too. I mean, it just seems like, again, like you were talking about with your place, like the energy just seems so chaotic and chaos when it was a real place that there's bound to be some left over.
Yeah, like if not like an actual ghost, like residual energy.
Yeah.
Like things that happened in the past that like stuck around kind of thing.
100%.
So, yeah, that's a fun one.
Yeah, I agree. So, cool. All right, well, I mean, that's all I got.
Follow us on social media.
Yeah.
Shoot us a DM or message or a comment or engage with us in any way that you see fit.
It would make us very happy. So, please do.
We read everyone and we try to respond to everyone.
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. So. And then, like we said, spooky season is here. Definitely drop us some comments, all that kind of stuff. Let us know if you're coming to Salem.
Let us know about other Halloween towns. I mean, we know Salem, we know Sleepy Hollow. Like, what else is there out there?
Yeah, some other
Halloween towns that we could venture into.
That'd be fun. Be very cool. So, all right, we'll see you on the other side.
Peace.
Stay spooky.
Peace.